and this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and before we get started, may I get your name, sir?
Rudy Bernard Padilla.
Mr. Padilla, who's going to do Mr. Padilla? Okay, well, the Honorable Mr. Louis Zavonis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, so just hang on to the phone, Mr. Padilla.
Mr. Padilla?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Rudy Bernard Padilla, 269113.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have Dr. Gil Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luigi Nunes, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form inviting you to this hearing. On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. So, did you hire an attorney, sir?
No, sir.
Before we continue, I need to swear you in. And just so that you know, Mr. Padilla, you've already had a probable cause hearing, so we're following a slightly different script. But I will swear you in. So, Mr. Padilla and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Mr. Padilla, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one determines if your supervision should be, Phase one, we determine if the terms of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, we determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. You received a probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on March 1st, 2019. At that hearing, the probable cause found that, if you spare with me, because I'll need the finding, that due to Mr. Padilla's admission, I find probable cause that Mr. Padilla violated the conditions of his release and has lapsed, is probably about to lapse, in criminal ways or company. Therefore, I move to find Mr. Padilla delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
So in second, Mr. Padilla need to fill out a little bit of paperwork. Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright. Checking other. DC hearing 13119. Okay, Mr. Padilla, we're going to go straight to the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board determines whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by. Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Padilla. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Padilla was released from ADC custody on 11-16-2018 and arrested on 1-21-2019 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-21-2019 with an adjusted CCD of 12-21-2019 with 66 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2012, promoting prison contraband, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Eastside Dupa Villa. Prior terms on supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 73 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting prison contraband, drugs, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2000, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G6, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Padilla. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in transitional living communities in Phoenix. You failed to report established residence as directed verbally and in writing by Parole Officer Avad. No other residence was approved. Mr. Padilla, you're missing from community supervision for 66 days. So where were you living in the time after that?
I was living in a hotel.
In Phoenix or where, sir?
Yes, in Phoenix.
And why did you break up contact with your parole officer, sir?
I started using drugs again.
Do you have a particular drug of choice that's been a problem for you?
Yes, I'm addicted to meth.
And when's the last time you used methamphetamine, Mr. Padilla?
The day I was arrested, the day before then.
And were you addicted to methamphetamine? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
So did you go through some sort of detoxification when you returned to prison?
Yes. I've been using meth since I was 18.
I want to be careful about this because I'm not trying to make new charges, but we understand that drugs continue to be available as contraband inside the Department of Corrections. So have you been able to stay clean in prison?
Oh, yes. I'm out of big clean.
Well, explain something to me. It's a chance for me to learn something. You came into the prison system fighting an addiction, and it's probably something you'll be fighting for the rest of your life. Was it a very hard detoxification to get back to normal?
The first week it was.
And it took you about a week to get off of the drugs?
Yes, sir.
So, how are you able to stay clean now?
Now I exercise and I eat a lot.
So what do you plan on doing about your methamphetamine addiction when you are done with your prison sentence?
Well, I don't have health care or access, so I would like to go to a rehab, but I don't know how to go about that.
Well, it's something I encourage you to research and to talk to your CO3 about one way or the other, because I appreciate that you're acknowledging that you have a problem, and I'd hate for this to be a problem for the rest of your life. So we recognize that there are AA or NA sessions that are conducted inside the Department of Corrections, but please, please talk to your CO3 about any programming or any plans for your return to the community. Are you working, sir?
No, the whole time I was out, I was just using.
And how were you able to pay for your drug addiction, sir?
My family members, friends.
It looks like that you did not submit any urine specimens suggesting that you absconded before being called into the treatment assessment screening center. And we don't have much more information, so what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your discovery warrant?
Well, they told me somebody told them where I was. Somebody that was close to me.
Was it regular uniformed officers, or was it as part of, was it a special team that was looking for fugitives?
I think it was a special team.
Right. Let's ask the fellow board members, there any questions? I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Padilla, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
Yeah, I really want to change my life. I want to get out, and I want to do good. I don't want to keep doing this. When I get out of prison, I don't want to continue doing the things that I've done. I just don't know how to go about with getting help. You know, most of my family members, they all use meth also, and it's real hard to get out and be around them when everybody around me is using meth. So if there's any way, any help that I can give before I get out, like go to a rehab or something, I can really use that. You know, I just don't know how to go about getting help for this drug problem that I have, because I mean, I don't want to continue living this life and coming back to prison over meth.
Well, if it means anything, Mr. Padilla, we don't either, for a lot of reasons, but certainly for just good old humanity, no one wants to see anyone continue drug addiction and end up in a, what we call a revolving door of arrests and returning to the Department of Corrections. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but as the board discussed the case amongst itself on the open meeting laws of Arizona, so if you'll just stay on the phone, sir, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Padilla. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Padilla is accountable for his problems with methamphetamine. And I certainly encourage him to seek any programming that's available inside the Department of Corrections, or to put together a plan for some form of rehabilitation upon his return to the community. My concern is that he absconded for 66 days. He wasn't working. I think his efforts were going into his drug addiction. And I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision under these circumstances, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Yes, and the Alderman is going.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I would just add he had a prior term of community supervision in which he absconded as well. So
thank
he certainly knew the consequences
yes.
of doing that.
Yes, thank you. So then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that is based on the information provided to this board in board number 2018W3418, our discussion with Mr. Padilla, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Padilla is delinquent. Finally, the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or was about to lapse with the Provision Company, inasmuch that he absconded for 66 days in which we could not monitor his activity in the community. And a reminder that that activity in the community was heavily associated with drug addiction, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright. Mr. Padilla, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about December 21st, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it is within this year, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to pursue the programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, to talk to your CO3 about any programming or future plans regarding drug addiction. And we encourage you to have a safe, sober, productive return to the community. We certainly want to see you succeed. Please consider your options when you return to the community. We recognize that sometimes people are very vulnerable to falling back into their lifestyle based on company. So I'm not trying to disparage your family, but You need to really consider being with people that are a positive influence. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Mr. Withio, we don't want to see you again in orange. If you could, please sit down the phone and tell your COP that we're ready for the next individual. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.